From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. French voters continue casting ballots today in an election being closely watched globally. VOA's Luis Ramirez tells us voters have spoken to news media about their opposition to both the candidates.
And that is something that I heard this morning. I went to a polling station right as it opened, caught the first batch of voters who lined up. That was at the very top of what they were saying. This has been such an ugly election. They don't like either candidate. And so in the case of a number of people who spoke to me, they were voting against one or the other. And it was in the instances that people I spoke to, it was against Le Pen, people who support Macron or who are opposed to Le Pen, I should say, are very much frightened by her the policies that she is proposing.
Top U.S. and Russian military officials say that they have agreed to revive a previous agreement intended to prevent any mid-air incidents by warplanes from the two countries flying over Syria. Statements in Washington and Moscow Saturday said that General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, spoke by telephone with his Russian counterpart and that they agreed to fully restore an agreement on using Syrian airspace that had been in force from late 2015 through most of last year. Russian authorities said the de-escalation zones in Syria went to an effect midnight Friday and that those zones are now closed to aircraft from the U.S.-led coalition. No details of how the de-escalation zones will operate. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. After approximately 3 years in captivity, 82 schoolgirls kidnapped in 2014 by the militant group Boko Haram are going home. Nigerian government officials confirmed the releases early Sunday. The girls are set to be transferred to Nigerian capital, where they will be received by the president. They will undergo medical testing before being reunited with their families. In Nigeria, one of the founding members of the Bring Back Our Girls campaign, Buki Shoni Bari, speaking with Sky News, said it's exciting, but she also talked about the tough road ahead for the girls.
The girls that have returned, the life in captivity has been one that depicts suffering. It depicts the fact that they've been starved, they've been abused. As we've seen before, some of those girls have come back with children. Some of them have also come back, with news of how they have been sexually abused. So the life there is not one that can be explained and put in words. But the most important thing is that we're having them back, and I think that's very critical for us and the girls and the parents at this point.
The militants have seized at least 2,000 of their girls and boys since 2014. Hundreds of women dressed in all white marched in Venezuela's capital, Caracas, continuing more than a month of demonstrations against the president, Nicolas Maduro. The ongoing demonstration started after Venezuelan Supreme Court's March 30th announcement that it would strip the opposition-controlled National Assembly of its legislative powers. The court reversed its position in the wake of domestic and international outcries about an attempted power grab. Police in the Indian-controlled portion of Kashmir say rebels have attacked a police squad, killing 3 civilians and a police officer. An assailant was also killed when officers returned fire. Officials say the police unit came under fire late Saturday when it was working to clear the site of a road accident. Various insurgent groups have been fighting for decades for Kashmir's independence from India or merger with Pakistan. Both countries claim all of Kashmir. The nuclear-armed neighbors have fought 2 wars for control of that region. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration is proposing to dramatically slash funding for the White House Drug Control Office after Mr. Trump campaigned to fix the nation's growing opioid abuse crisis. A preliminary 2018 budget document from the Office of Management and Budget would reduce funding for the Office of National Drug Control Policy by 95%, from $364 million to just $24 million. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.